Kippur, and we mentioned that there was a machlokas to Rishonim about how to handle a chol ha'misuchan. Those Rishonim would say we should try to use shiurim, that is to say, amounts of food that do not violate the injunction. Torah never speaks about a prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, but simply says, ki chol ha'nefesh asher lo su'una v'etzem ha'yom ha'zev nechmasam yamea. And there were those Rishonim who say, just like a chol ha'misuchan, this situation that overrides Shabbos, so Kal v'chomer, it should override Yom Kippur. Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is an Isser Skila. Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares, as the Rambam emphasizes in the first chapter of the Hilchos Shmisas Asur. And I think we quoted from the position of Chaim Brisker that he gave smicha to his son Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but given that smicha is the Tilas Rishos, he never empowered him to be able to go against that ruling, that when you're dealing with a Chol HaMisukan, Osin Lo Kol Tzarko, both in terms of Melacha as well as in terms of Achila and Shasiya, and we're only talking about a chola that's not a chola misukan, but they could develop into a chola misukan unless you give them a medication, unless you give them a certain amount of nourishment and nurturing that would be appropriate for shiurim. So the entire discussion of shiurim begins with the Gemara Masechta Yoma, which has a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the question of chatzi shiur. When in general in halacha, anytime we have a mitzvah sachila or we have an isra achila, we're dealing with a kizayis, something very close to an alas amount. The question is, if you're dealing with the world of machalos asuros, let's say you have less than that. So we understand that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan's view. There are two different reasons that could justify Rabbi Yochanan's view. That chatzi shiur is actually also min haTorah, whether it's based on a pasuk, there is a pasuk of kol chelev, or because it can add up. What's fascinating is that Reish Lakish, who disagrees in general, would concede the point when it comes to Achilas Yom HaKippurim. There is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai when it comes to Yom Kippur, because the Torah never actually specified the word Achila, so it's not Kezias. We actually require an even greater shear for somebody to be Chayiv Kares on Yom Kippur, Kekoseves Hagasa. There's a second halacha l'Moshe Misinai that you have to eat that Koseves Hagasa b'chdei Achilas Pras. So machlokes between Rambam and Rashi, what exactly b'chdei Achilas Pras is. So we're dealing with the Din D'oraisa with Machmir, that it's about 9 minutes or so. Now the question is, what's the underlying logic for this? And there is a very compelling one. But since the Torah never spoke about a prohibition to eat on Yom Kippur, what the Torah spoke about was a prohibition for a person to be comfortable. V'inisem esnaf shoseichem. So Kizayis, the halacha l'Moshe Misinai teaches us, doesn't really relieve or alleviate that sense of discomfort. When it comes to Choseves Hagasa, then it would. But if you spread that Choseves Hagasa out over, say, a period of greater than 9 minutes, so there isn't the kind of satisfaction that comes from it, even though from a medical, empirical, objective standpoint, that would be sufficient to sustain an individual. The halacha l'Moshe Misinai is very fascinating in the opposite direction as well. Because the prohibition isn't against achila or shisiya per se, but it's really against inoy, generally speaking, the chol ha'terah kula, when you have a mitzvah shisiya or an iser of shisiya, we follow the shir or revius, the revius halo, however big that is. That's a big machlokas, 86 milliliters all the way up to 150 milliliters. But the point is, by Yom Kippur, it's actually a smaller ratio than that. It's kimelo lugma, which is defined actually vis-a-vis every individual. So when we're dealing with people who need to have shirim on Yom Kippur, we tell them before Yom Kippur to see how much their cheek's worth. So I can't tell everybody here how much their cheek holds. They have to figure that out for themselves. So when it comes to achila, the shear is larger. It's almost the size of kibetz, achoseves agasa. When it comes to shasiya, the shear is actually smaller, because when it comes to drinking something, even drinking a minute amount does cause a certain amount of yishav hadas, which is really the issue on Yom Kippur. On that basis, we're able to derive a number of other very important ideas. Achila and shasiya do not combine for purposes of Yishav Hadas. And dealing in practical rabbinic terms with somebody who needs to have shiurim on Yom Kippur so they can eat and drink within the same 9 minute framework. It's only when it comes to eating and drinking independently that we have a problem. There is something called achila gasa in halacha. When a person is overeating, is stuffing themselves, that's not considered beneficial. It's actually considered a form of discomfort. So a person can never be chayiv kares when it comes to achila gasa. Inoy, even though the pasuk says v'nisam esnaf shoseichem, we understand it to be physically applied, which is why when it comes to birchas hareach, there is a hana'a that's associated with smelling things, but it might even be a mitzvah to do so on Yom Kippur, especially when you factor in the idea of getting to mea brachos. Atah Yisrael ma'ashem okech shoel me'imach, the Gemara Menachos, that mem gimel amud beis, which tells us that you have a mea brachos b'chol yom. So the Gemara in Brachos explains that there is something where the neshama gets hanah, the goof doesn't get hanah, and that's a reyach. So even though there is enjoyment from that, that's considered hanah's haneshama and not hanah's haguf. In that context. So again, the entire principle on Yom Kippur, if you understand it, it's all very logical. And once you understand that foundational idea, it's about Yishev Adas, and it's not about Achila and Tasiya per se, that explains the tour of Achila Gasa, that explains why Reyach is permissible, that explains why Achila and Shtiyah don't combine, that explains why we have the Halacha of Bichdei Achila's Pras, that explains why we have different Shiurim, Chosev Sagasa, and Chimlo Lugma of as well. There is one final halacha that I thought would be very fitting to end with. I think everybody here has experienced this in one form or another, either as the recipient or as the giver, or as both, as the case may be. Parents obviously have to feed their small children on Yom Kippur. The din of chinuch and tainus shavuos doesn't begin until much later on, much closer to bar and bat mitzvah. So there is a question when you're dealing with the Isser of Achila and Yom Kippur, that's an Isser Kares. Another Isser Kares is the Isser of Chametz. Chametz are very concerned. We have an Isser Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzi, the first Tosfos in Masech Tzachim explains, because we're concerned, Chametz lo bedili in Shiminei. People don't separate from Chametz, they have it all year long. So on Yom Kippur, so you know, the question is it preferable to go and hire somebody who's going to feed your children? And the answer is no, not really, because there is not really a concern that a person's going to eat on Yom Kippur. First of all, a person isn't eating anything. And second of all, there's a factor in halacha which is called Emas Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur has a certain awe. And Ada Yom Hazeh, even Jews, we're not judging anybody who may not be involved in other mitzvos. They may not even be aware of other mitzvos, is the truth. When it comes to Yom Kippur, that's something that everybody is aware of and observes in one fashion or another. Emas Yom Kippur Alav. That we're not so concerned somebody's going to slip up in Yom Kippur, they're feeding their child, because there's an Ema that's associated with it. That's a concept that first appears in the context of Shabbos, Ema Shabbos, and Am Haaretz is Ne'amonos, and Trumos and Maestros on Shabbos, even if they don't have Ne'amonos during the week. So we extend that to Yom Kippur, Shabbat, Shabbat.